happy this morning to have be able to worship with you all and to also to introduce to you our cottagers. We're excited to hear what they have been learning about. We witnessed them having such fun and joy. And now we'd like to hear from, I believe, Brother Andrew first to introduce you all to us and you'll share with us.
Last year in this moment, in this exact moment, I was standing here admiring the beautiful decorations. I believe we were in a forest last year.
Yes.
And I raised my hands and looked skyward, and that moment was captured by one of our photojournalists and forever immortalized to my chagrin, but also amusement, on the Pilgrim Camp website. So, thank you for that. So, I think I was actually asked if it would be okay. But anyway, I want to say thank you to the parents that are here this morning for letting us spend this time with your children, getting to know them, getting to love them very much. We're very thankful for these cottagers. They're a lot of fun. They have caught and released many fish. And they have had one catch. We threw it back, but I'm sure. They have eaten, roasted and eaten more marshmallows than I would like new parents to know about. And more than any group I think that I've seen before, not only do they like to be in the sandbox, but they like to dig down, down, down. It looked like a war zone in the sandbox until last night when we tried to fill it in. We had one hole that was so big, and then after a windy night with a little bit of rain, it really, well, we called it the Sand Canyon.
That was for you, Brother Jeff.
Because it was so big. So we tried our best to fill those in last night, but as you can tell, we've been having a great time down in the cottage. Our lessons have been focused on just different stories from the life of Jesus. How each one of those stories reveals his character to us and different things about him. It always gets back to how much he loves us, doesn't it? And we're going to share a little bit from Ephesians chapter 2 this morning. And there we read about the mercy and the grace of God. And so we've been trying to wrap our minds around what mercy means and what grace is. That God is so freely extended to us, and we're thankful for that. I want to thank you for your prayers. They matter. They have been fruitful. We've seen the Lord working, but we're not done. We have another meeting tonight where I think we really will be talking about heaven, and so don't stop now. Pray that the Lord will finish his work in these little hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Many of us sitting in this room remember our time in the cottage and what the Lord did for us there. And he can do a lasting work. And that's what we're believing for. And we pray that even after camp, we will continue to pray for these children, that the work done here will be a lasting gospel for the rest of their lives. Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus, yes I do. He saved me from my sins. I love Jesus, yes I do. He saved me from my sins. J-E-S-U-S. 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 He saved me from my sins. I love Jesus, yes I do.
He saved me from my sins.
I love Jesus, yes I do.
and you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind.
With
Thank you for sharing what you have learned with us. That was a blessing and encouragement to me, and I'm sure to many of us. Jesus comes to us. Those things that you have learned this week are, there's no better lessons I could think of. God's mercy and His grace and the way He comes to us. Let's pray now for this group of potters here. Lord, we thank you for each of these young ones who are here, Lord, who have spent this week here at camp and who have learned these wonderful truths about yourself, Lord. We pray that as they grow up and grow up into be men and women of the kingdom, Lord, that they would remember these truths throughout all their days, Lord. That they would know that you are for them. And Lord, we pray that you would bless their hearts, Lord. Draw them to yourself. Place your hand upon them even just now. And we pray this in your name.
Thank you, Lord.
For all our children here.
Jesus loves me,
yes, I know.